Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Meseches Bava Basra has been sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Yitzchak Katz, Leilui Nishmas, Meir Ben Tovia Katz, Mordechai Ben Yitzchak Meir Skala, and Basya Bas Moshe Leib Skala.
Daf Mem Gimel. Shmuel had said earlier that Shutfin Amachzikin Zelze, and Meiden Zelze, and Nasim Shemri Socher Zelze. So the Gemara in Mem Gimel asks, how could Shutfin be Meiden Zelze, Amai Neugin Be Dusan Hein? L'chayr they have negias in their Edus. The Rashbam is mefarish that how could shutfim be made ze al ze, they are negeh be'edus, and it's nimtza de la'atzmoy made. Because kozma they were not chaylik legamri, if the ma'ar is going to get any chaylik of the sod, they're both going to lose out. So he's saying edus li'atzmoy. The Rashbam and the Ritva ask that why does the Gemara say a loshen of negeh be'edus? Negeh be'edus means that when they're being made on somebody else, not on themselves, but that edus is negeh for them, it affects them, they have a benefit from it, they are called neigen be'edus. But over here, l'chayra, they are the bali dvarim mamish, they're being made l'tevas atzmai, they are shutfim, and they're being made on themselves, for themselves. So why does the Gemara say, aloshnim neigen be'edus? The Gemara should have said, they are bali dvarim. The Rashbam and the Ritva answer, that the Makshin knew that like the Gemara is going to answer, that we could be speaking about a case that they are mistalik salik themselves, din advar mainly, and the male then not the real bali dvarim, but still it would be shver that negev edus because they mamido b'fnei bal choyvei. And since Lamaisa, the Gemara understood that we could speak about a case with a mistalik and there's no din, they're not a bali dvarim, they're only negev be'edus, so that's why the Gemara used the lashon of noigin be'edus. Because that would still apply. Reb Shmuel, it was Yashiv the Kasha, based on the Tosis Rid. Tosis Rid asks, why is a shutif not neman to say edus lechaveroi? Why don't you say palgin dibura, meaning palgin nemonis? I mean, mekabel the edus legabe chaveroi and not legabe atzmoi. Just like if you made al kroivoi and odom acher, that you're neman for legabe the sheni and you're not neman al kroivoi. Over here also, why don't we say palginon and be maimin the shutif legabe the other partner and not legabe himself? And the Tais Rid answers that by koroiv, the psul is migzeris hakosiv. And therefore, we say palginon. But my negeya, the psul is because we choshe that maybe he's mishaker. There's a chashash mishaker, he's mechavan la'noas atzmoy. So then he's not nemon bichlal. Lefizeh, we can understand our Gemara. The reason why we chose to use a loshen of a psul of negeya is because if we would say the psul would be als baldover, then we would say a din of palginon dibura. And the mele, that's how Shmuel wants the miyashiv, the kasha of the rishonim, that the rishonim are saying, the Rishonim asked, why does the Gemara use a loshen of negeh be'edus to say baldover? And the answer is, because it'll be baldover, you take it say palginon. But since it's also negeh, and that is chashash meshaker, mainly we don't say palginon, because you're not believed at all. Why did the Rashbam not answer like that? We could say the Rashbam held like the Rivosh in Simon Shin Lamates, that if you say palginon, then already there's no psul also negeh, because since you're not nema klapi atzmai, you're not anymore considered a negeh. Now, be'etzem in the din of and the psul of negeh be'edus, we find the machlekes achreinim. The sman reish simen lamed zayin brings from the Levush that the reason why negeh is posel is not because we're choshed that he's being mashaker, but the reason why negeh is posel is because of adam karevei tel atzma. That's how the Levush learns. And the Sma argues in the Levush, and the Sma says, "Upashat be'enai datam mishum dechashdin alei bedavar sheyagi alei anoa mimenu." It's pashat that the reason why a negeh is posel is because he has a hanoa from his edus, and we're chosh that he's been meshaker. V'li omru adam karvei tzal atzmai he'eleicha debedusim esim atzmi rosha v'loy bedavar shel anoas moment. That we say adam karvei tzal atzmai that you considered a baldover and you have a psul negeh be'etzem, that's only where in the edus you mesim atzmi rosha. But in hanoas moment, the reason why you posel edus is not because adam karvei tzal atzmai, but because we're chosh shim meshaker. And the Shach also is machri like the Sma, that negeh is not considered like a koriv. The psul is also chashash mishaken. And l'chayr, that's mavur also in the Tosis Rid that we just mentioned, that the psul is because of chashash mishaker, and that's why we will not say palginon.
But the Rambam in Perek Tesvav Hilchos Eidos Halacha Aleph writes, "Kol Eidos Shetovia Anol LaOdam Imeno." Any Eidos that there's a pleasure, there's a benefit that comes to a person from that Eidos. Einoy Meid Boy can't say Eidos Shezehu Kemeid Alatzmei. That's like he's being made on himself, which is mashma that the psul is midin baldover. The Rashba in Daf Memhei brings B'Shem Arayvid that he asks, why is Negei Apostle Bechlal? The Gemara says in Yevamos Naf Chafei that Eidim that are made on a Sode that it belongs to somebody or a Get Isha, and then afterwards one of the Eidim come to try to buy that Sode or to marry the Isha, when at Choshe may do say Sheker Hoysa. When at Choshe maybe he didn't say the truth. And the Yerushalmi explains the reason for that din is, two people are not going to do an Aveira and say a Sheker for one of them. Over here also, since there's another one with him, there's no reason to be Choshish. That the psul of negei is as chashash m'shaker, and therefore he asked that by shnayim you should not be choishish that they are m'shakrim. But the kasha of the Rashi, we see that the psul of negei will be as chashash m'shaker. The Ravid answers that over there b'shah that they made there's no chashash, even though afterwards when they buy the field. And then there isn't the Negiyas, but the Eidus are not themselves to Mafreya because of that Chashad of later. Because since it's not Motsui that Shnayim we Yechoyte Bishvil Echad, we don't say that originally there was a Negiyas. But over here, Bishas the Eidus, Hitaka was Noigea. The Emes is Mavur and Amid Beis from the Rashbam and the Rabban and Ben Yoina that every Negiya Be'edus, if originally the Makabal Ve'edus, and then only afterwards it was Nisbar that they were Negiya Ba'is Hashoah B'Shas Nagodas Edus, the Edus is not bottle. L'chor, the Fideraivet that we just said, it's very Geshmak, because the Svara that Ein Shnayim Mitzuyin Lachta B'Shvil Echad is not enough of a reason to say they were not Mevatal the Edus if it already was Niskabal. But you talk to Michal can say that if Bishoa Shehed at time of being Eidus, it wasn't he didn't have a mind at all to be kind of the Sada, then that's why we say there's no Negias. But if it's in this bar that Bishas you were made they were Negeah, maybe talking the Ravid Svar would not apply. So we'll see later about this more. In the Etzem Machlaikas Vachrainim, if the Psul of Negeah is because of Adam Karav Eitzel Atzmoy, or the psul is because of a chashash m'shaker, we could add a shtickle of a havana. The sma that learns the psul is a chashash m'shaker, you could ask that why should we be chayshish to edim or m'shakrim? That's the ikar din of edim that Torah is maimin edim ksherim, is that they're not m'shakrim. And if you're going to, for example, we believe a tabach, a butcher, that he's shechted correctly, even though he has anah from it. We don't say, So why would we say over here that he's choshed mishakrim? He knows he's saying edus. The side of edus is that they haven't their modus, and they're not mishakrim. And even furthermore, we know that Moshe v'Aaron absul l'edus because they're negeah. Moshe v'Aaron nachashudim l'shaker. So what does it mean that the achrayim, the sma, understands that the psul of negeah is achshash m'shaker? And then Mr. Rambam in Perek Tezayim l'chaseidus alocha dalit says a very interesting thing l'gabi edus. He says, "Udvarim elu tzluim medas hadayim v'itzim binasi." He's talking about understanding of saying the truth about Idin or the Eidim, and he says, "Sheyesh lozeh eid tzad hanoya ba'olam." If you find that one of the Eidim have a little bit of a reason to have a pleasure from what he's saying, Eidus in beidazu afilu b'derech rechayka v'niflo. Are the Rambam's words. Even if in a very far-reaching way, harei ze lo yoidba, he can't say edus, which again is tamua l'chayra. Why is a negiyah of edus different from all other chashashas in the Torah that were not chashash for chashash rechaykim and iflah and say that maybe they're not saying the truth? So what does it mean that the psul of negiyah is al chashash m'shaker? But l'chayra, the answer is that we're saying negei is possible from chashash m'shaker. It's not that the etzem would choishish that a person is saying the non-truth. It's a din in edus that whenever there's a reason to say that the makim to lie because zanah studies zanah in this edus machma and machma zeh should be made sheker, even if we say it's like Moshe v'Aaron, but then that itself is a paslus in the edus. That means the gather of the psul of negei is a psul of a chashash m'shaker, but not necessarily that we are choishish you personally are mishaker. We find somebody who's an erlich yid, we know for sure he would never say a non-truth. But if he's negeh be'edus l'maisi, he's posel. Ah, you tell me he for sure is not going to say something which is not true. Ein echanami. But there's a psul here of chashash mishaker, meaning that in this edus there's a mokim for sheker because of the negeahs. Whenever there's a mokim for sheker because of the negeahs, there's a psul be'etzem of chashash mishaker. That's in the poiskim that say that the psul negeh is chashash mishaker. In the sheet of the Levush, that the psul of negeh is odom karvei tzal atzmai, we could also be choyker if that means that it blibes mamish saying edus on yourself, and it has a din of a baldover, which is not an ed b'chal. We'll see later that the sheets arrive it like that. Or maybe it's not a baldover mamish. It's only that, like a psul karev, he has a teiras ed, avada, but he's post like all the other psuli edus. And the Lashon of the Rimi Gash Taka says, Kimin emoti anom esaduse, havale kemanda asir anafshe, velo mikri aid klal, which is mashmi is bechlal, not an aid, he's possibly, he's a baldover, he's saying aid is for himself. But the Maram, on the Fmdal Medal, says a Lashon, the Velinir the Eina Kush, he goes on a different Kash, he says, that Dover sheesh lo adam hanoboy, something that a person has annoying, umeid o love, yesh lo din aid ha korev, he has a din of aid of a korev, sho adam korev aids latsmi ve korev basal aidus, which is lacher mavur, that the psul of negeh is like a korev, not mamish abal dover, not mamish that it's that he's saying aidus on himself. It's like the Ben Yoina says, and Ham and Aleph, kmoisha korev basal aidus, kach kol mish negeh aidus, and Be'emes, it's really the Chayr Mashma like that in the Levush itself. The Sma brings from the Levush that the Gabi the Psul of Negeya, we would say a din of Eidah Shabbat Miktsasa, but Lakula. The Chayr, if the Psul is Mishum Baldover, the Rosh says in the end of the first Perek in Makis that you don't say Eidah Shabbat Miktsasa, but Lakula, because he's Bechlal, not called an Eid. So the Chayr is Mashma, the Levush understood that Negeya is not a Baldover Mamish. It's like a Korif. It's not, and the reason why it's not a baldover mamish is because he's not saying edus on himself or for himself. He's saying edus on something else. It's just that it's negeya him. The etzem edus is not al atzmai. The etzem edus al acherim. But he has a negeya. That's not a baldover. That's a psul of a korev. And the mela, that's the gedder of the psul of negeya. We find also the ktsais in Simen Lamed Dalid Dalid brings to Mari Ben Lev that is mistapik if the psul negeya is because you nechshav like a baldover, or the psul is as chashash mishaker. The Ktsois is a very interesting nafkamina. He says nafkamina is that Gabe is somebody who takes schar to say edus emes. Is he possible in a Torah or not? If the psul of a negeya is because he's a baldover, lachor over here is not a baldover because the etzim edus is not negeya for him bechlal. He has no shaykhis that etz to negiyas that etz an edus. So maybe there won't be a psul midai raisa. There'll be maybe a psul drabanan because he's getting schar. But if the psul of negeyah is as chashash mishaker, so here also there's a chashash mishaker because he's getting paid. So there will be a psul minatayra. Another very interesting nekuda that the Nektois brings in Simon Lamed Zayin Sivkot and Tess is a machlekes rishainim if negeyah be'edus is kosher to be made l'chevosai. Against, not for his benefit, against himself. The Ktsais is tailor this shaila if a negeya be'edus kosher to melech evasei in this same chakir, in this machlekes achrayim, if the psul of baldover, if the psul of negeya is as baldover or as chashash meshaker. The Shach himself says in Siman Lamed Zayin Sivkot Nalif that even if the psul negeya is as baldover, but he is nem on the rosa, he says, because then he's not a negeya bechlal, because he doesn't have any anor from the edus, because it's against him. The Ktsais had wanted to say it's totally zebazeh. He wanted to say that if the psul is because of baldover, so then even if he's made lechavosei, he's a baldover, he's possible. But the psul is as chashash meshaker, where he's made lechavosei, there's no chashash meshaker. But the Shach is tining that even if the psul negei is as baldover, there's mokim to say that when he's saying lechavosei, he still would be neman. Why would he be neman to say lechavosei lereosei? Because then he's not negeya, because he doesn't have any anoa. If there's no anoa, then he's ois negeya. And the Shmuel's in Simen Chav Gimel, Ois Zayin is Mevar, the Kavan of the Shach, that Be'emes, the Edus is not on himself, really. The Edus is on somebody else, that the field belongs to that person, the field this is. It's not Edus on Atzmai Mamish. But it comes out of Te'elus for himself, so that's considered like Meid Al Atzmai. But where there's no Nafkamina, the Gabi yourself, so it's not Meid Al Atzmai. So the Shach was saying that over here, there's no Psul Negeya. The Psul Negeya is as Baldover, not because the Edus itself is for yourself. The Psul Negeya is Baldover, is Psul Baldover, because it's Negeya for yourself. You have a Te'elus. But if there's taken no te'elis, then there's taken no baldover, no psul negei at all. So even if the psul negei will be as baldover, not as shash mashaker, if it's lichay vasay, itake would be nevin lefi the shach, not the way the ksais is toiled in that shaila. Another nekuda is Mishnah Melech and Nichas Edus Perikei Alocha Gimel brings a machlekes Rishayim. If Edus, in the case, if we know there's a klal that if one of the Edim become puzzle, the din of Edus shebat miktsasa bat lekula. What happens if one of the Edim are found out to have a psul because of an egia? Do we say the shebat miktsasa bat lekula? So over here also we find that the Achrenim want to be tailored this in the same Nidain. The Night of Yehuda in Evan Ezra, Simcha of Zion says, it's Tali in the Machlaikis, what the Psul of Negei is. If the Psul of Negei is as Baldover, so then it passes also the other Edim. That's what he wants a Taina. The Edim should bought the Mitzasa, bought the Kula. Mashengen of the Psul is as Chashash Meshaker, so then it's not a Psul which passes the other Edim. And in Mele, we don't say, Edim should bought the Mitzasa, bought the Kula. Rabbi Chanan Kevit Shur and Vais Kufa and Vav also says the same Chilik, that if the Psul of Negei is because of Chashash Meshaker, we will not passel the other Edim because they are not Chashash from the shaker. On the other hand, the stipend, the Kilsiankim and Sanhedrin Simetes Vav says exactly the opposite. That if the psul is as the chashash meshaker, then that does pass the other edim. But if the psul is as baldover, it doesn't pass the other edim. The chayra, it's not really a machlaikis. It's two different ways of understanding what the psul, what does it mean when we say that a negei is pasal as baldover. If an egei is pasal as baldover, like we said, because he's not an aid bichlal, like he's made on himself, like we'll mention in Mitzvah and the Svaras arrived later, so then enechanami, the type was correct. You can't say the psul of the eid shabbat and mitzasa bat of kula because there's no shaykhis this aid with the other aidim. He's bichlal, not an aid. It's not a psul in the aid to say eid shabbat and mitzasa bat la kula. Mashenka that Yehuda maybe understood that the psul of baldover is not that he's not an aid bichlal, but it's like a din of a karev. He's pasal. So Ebazoyev, he's Taika Karev, so then it makes sense to say that if the Psul of Negeya is Als Baldover, which is Midin Karev, not Midin Mamish Baldover, so then if one of the Edom are found out to be a Negeya, Avada, it would make sense to apply the din of Eder Shabbat Miktsasa Batla Kula. Mashenkin Legabe Chashash Meshaker, then it makes sense Taka that one is no Shaykhis to the other, because even though one Ed was Meshaker, maybe Choshir of the Meshaker, the other Edom not Choshir to Meshaker, because, and then we don't say the Shabbat Mitzvah about the Kula. On the other hand, the Stipler could be what he was saying, that if the Psul is Chashash Meshaker, it passes out Edim, is like we mentioned earlier, that even when we say that Negei is Pasach Chashash Meshaker, it doesn't just mean we suspect them of lying. It means that that's a Psul in the Edim. Edus we have, which have a negias, even if we're not chayshish that the meshaker personally, because then the erlech yidden or the meish of iron, but that's a psul in the edus. If that's a psul in the edus, may we have a din of edus shebat miktsasa bat lekula. So the etzem, based on the two different ways of understanding the psul of chashash meshaker and the two different ways of understanding the psul of baldover, both in negea, it would also come out opposite nafkaminas. In summary, we have a machlekes v'achreinim, what is the gather of the psul of negea? Is negea pasach shash meshaker, the way the smile learns, or is the gather of the psul because of baldover, like the way the levush learns? And we have also machlekes, different ways of understanding what exactly the psul of chashash meshaker is, and what is the psul of baldover. A chayra chashash meshaker doesn't just mean a suspicion that he might not say the truth. It's a pastus in the edus, and the ramification of that would be if we could apply the din of edus shabbat miktsasa bat lekula. And the psul of baldover we saw from the rishayim, it's not so clear if the psul is because you considered a baldover mamish and mele you don't have a shem aid bichlal, or is the psul like megeder of a karev that you're not a baldover mamish, you're not saying edus on yourself. You're saying edus for somebody else, but it's negei you and gives you a din of a karev. And again, the ramifications are if you'll have the din of edus shabbat miktsasa bat lekula. One last nekuda is that what does it mean negei be'edus? What type of hanah do you have to be considered a negei be'edus? So the Shach and Simon Lamed Zayin, Sifkot and Yud is mechiach from a Ramah that you only consider a negei be'edus if there's a hanoas moment. Istam hanoa ba'alma would not give you a din of a negei be'edus.
And the Shach asks that Lachor over here now sugya choshev negeya because it's nichaleit leila heavy rosha. We'll see in the sugya that the reason the negeyas over here is not necessarily a hanoas mamon. The hanoa is that you don't want to be considered rosha. You don't want him to think that you're a person that doesn't care about ensuring that your bal chayvus get paid. So it's not a negeyas of benefit, a financial benefit, is a different hanot, levi rosha. And Mr. Rama in Daf Mem Dal Reis Kuf Nun Tes is taken mechiach from the sugya that you don't need a hanot of moment. And l'chayr, that's not the way the Shach is mechiach from the Rama. The Ktzayis Sivkot and Dalit brings a marit in Chosh Mishv Simen Pei that says that you need taka hanot shel moment in order to be considered a negeya. So how do you fend for our sugya? So he says, now sugya, the reason why it's called a negeya is because every time that any moment that you need, anytime you get any money, you'll have to give it to the malva, not to be considered a rasha. So in a chanami, the etzem negeya is not to be called a rasha, but it does affect you financially because you're going to have to want to give the money to the malva to be able to pay back the chayv, not to be considered a rasha. So, and even though Taisus Lama Mehem and Aleph, Yirmaschal Mai says you're not called a Negev because of this reason that maybe you'll have other Nechasim, but you have to say that, and then the Negev L'Cher is only that you called a Rasha. But the Marid is for entering the Awasugian saying that it's true that it's because you don't want to be called a Rasha, but it is affects you financially. The Tumim Sivkot and Dalet is Machriya, that a Negia that's not a Mamanistik Negia, there's only a Chashash Meshaker. But you don't have a din of a Baldover. In other words, that Gufa we discussed from the Achrayinim, what the Psul Negeh is the Psul Negeh just a Chashash Meshaker, or is it a Psul that you called a Midin Baldover? It's totally what the Negias is. If it's a Negia of Mamain, then it could be you have a din of a Baldover. But if it's not a Negia Shal Mamain, then for sure there's no Psul as Baldover. It can only be a Psul of Chashash Meshaker. And therefore the Tumim says, then only the person himself is not Nemun, but the Kravim could be made for him. Because by a Kor, we're not Choshish, there's no Choshin, we're not Choshish for Meshaker. And Be'emis is Mefurs, the way he says it in this Vart, in the Chuvus Rashba, Chelik Bei Simen Pei, that he writes that even though a Koriv, the Negea, is Possible Eidos, that's Dafkin Negia Shal Mamun. A Koriv, a relative to. Somebody's Negea, it's Possible Eidos, but only Negia of Mamun. But Negia Sheena Shal Mamun, like in our Sugya, that it's only Leinichle, the heavy Rasha, in such a case, the Koriv is Taka Kosher to be made for him. So in summary, again, we have a Nidoin if the Psul of Negea is only when there's Hanoas Mamun, or if the Psul of Negea is Estam Hanoa Baalma. And if you say the Psul of Negea is only if Hanoas Mamun, we have to fend for our Sugya and somehow come out that there is a Negeas Mamun in our Sugya, or that even though you don't have the Psul Negea of Baldavar, unless Hanoa Shal Mamun, you could still have a Psul Negea of Chashash Meshaker. Let's end the shtickel with the words of the Rimigash. The Gemara says right afterwards that it's talking about was Konami Yodai. And the Gemara asks that, so what? You're still Mamida Bafnei Baal Chayvai. Domer Rav Bar Shmuel Shmei the Shmuel Amoich Hasadal Chaver Shlei Bachrayis. If a person sells a field to his friend without a guarantee, Ain Mayed Leilea, you can't see Eidos. Mnesh Mamida Bifnei Baal Chayvai. You're being Mamida Karka Bifnei Baal Chayvai. And the Gemara explains, on the Memhei, and the Rashbam brings it, that it's Leinich Leilias Leiva Rosh of Leishalim. You don't want to be a borrower that's doesn't pay back, so you consider like a leva rasha. So hagam, there's no negias moment, but you mamida b'fnei bal chayvay. You want to make sure the bal chayv should be paid back. The Rimigash and the Mdala Mbeis and the Maram Mdala Mdalf brings it, asks, well, why are we choshish that he be made sheker in order that he should not be a leva rasha of lo yishalim? L'cher, the isser of saying edus sheker is more chamor than stam not being such a good leva and paying back. It's true. Avadi doesn't want to be a loiva rasha of a loy yishalim. He doesn't want to be a wicked rasha that's like a rasha. He doesn't pay back. He doesn't pay back his chayvis. But the iser eid sheker is avada mo chomer. That the Torah calls an eid sheker a rasha mamish, a rasha. So why would he want to be that rasha instead of this rasha? So the Rimigash answers that the kavana is not that he doesn't want to be considered a loiva rasha klap ishmaya. Klap ishmaya, he doesn't care if he's considered a rasha. He's worried about klap ibnei adam. People shouldn't call him a Rosh of Yishalim. Like Gabi Eidos, nobody knows that he was made Sheker. So Mimela, he doesn't care that he's considered a Rosh of Klav Yishmai, the Rebbeinu calls him a Rosh. He doesn't want people to call him a Rosh. People don't know about it. But when he's going to go ahead and not pay back a Chayv, oh, everybody's going to find out that he's a Rosh. That he doesn't want.
A second test that's Rimi Gash is that the psul negeya is not because we're choishet is mimashaker. The psul is that since he has a hano, it's like he's saying edus lenafshe, and he's not called an aid bechlal. So l'chayyeh, the Maram says, l'chayyeh asked these two kash, this kash also, and he says these two terutzim. And l'chayyeh, the two terutzim, Mamamish, we'll be discussing earlier. Then, like the Shach speak points out that because of this kash, the Levush says that Apsul Negeh is Megzer Sakosiv. He's called Karvetz Latzmai. That's Mamamish, the second teretz. The second teretz of the Rimigash is that the Psul is not Chashash Meshaker. The Psul is because he's not an aid. He's a Negeh as din of Baldover to the extent that he's not considered an aid Bechlal. The first teretz lechayr was not saying that. Was not saying he's not an aid bechlal. First teretz was going with the chashash meshaker, and then that's why you have to be mechalik and say that you have a reason to be meshaker because you don't want to be called by people a loiv a rosh v'leishal, but you don't have a reason not to be meshaker because the Shem is going to call you a rosh. Lechayr, the two terutzim, you know, mamish the nidin that we have with achrayim, whether the psul of negea is a psul of baldover, is not an aid bechlal, or is the psul that you are of chashash meshaker. Let's move on to a different part of the sugya. The Gemara answered why there's no negiyah be'edus by Shutfin, because it's talking about din advar mainly al sadazu. He says he's mesalik himself from the field. The Gemara asks, how can you mesalik yourself? And the Gemara explains it's talking about b'shekonu miyodoy. What does it mean, konu miyodoy? It means they made a kinyan. They are makne that part to other shutif. The Rebbeinu Yoina asks, how could you be makne? L'chayr, anything which you can't be moitzi b'deyonim, if you're magdish, it's not kodesh. Even by karka, it's not biyod l'haknes. So l'chayr, over here, how is it possible to make akno in something which is not considered like birshusay? So he says that the answer is that since after you makne chaveri, then it's considered good edus, and you can be moitzi b'deyonim, so maybe you can makne it now. It's the notion of the Ktsoy Simon Lamadzayan is Rishusei Vaknosei Boin Kechot. It's considered in your Rishus and your Aknos coming at the same time. Even though Lachari weren't Zeichen it yet, and you're being made now for something to be able to get it, how can you be Makna, the economy of Yod, you Makna something which is not Rishusei, but since if your Aid is going to be in the Skabal, then it'll be Rishusei, so the Rishusei, and you can Makna in order for that to happen, so Rishusei Vaknosei is Boin Kechot. But the Ktsois and Kveger, they ask in the Gemara afterwards. The Gemara later brings a story with the Sefer Torah. It says, "Bnei Yir Shnigna Sefer Torah Shalan." The Sefer Torah was stolen. Ain't donim b'dayoni oisiyir. You can't judge the case in the yonim of that city. V'mevin raim yan sheoisiyir because they have negias. It's their Sefer Torah. So the Gemara asks, "V'im isal l'salko betrei minayu." Two people should be misalik their chelik in the Sefer Torah. V'lidainu, and they should judge the case. So Kveger and the Gilyon Hashas. And the Ktsois and Simon Lamed Zayin Yud, they ask, how could you be makna the Sefer Torah that was stolen? The Nigzal can't sell the Sefer Torah, it's Einer Bishusai. The same Kasha that Rishenim asked earlier on Kana Miyodai, how could you be makna something which is not Bishusai, which you can't be moitzi by the Yonim, Hegdesh is not Kodesh? So we hear for sure, Metaltalin, how could you go ahead and be Misalik yourself, and be makna Yochelik in the Sefer Torah, which somebody stole, which is not here? Even if you would be moitzi by the Yonim, you can't be makna Dovash Einer Bishusai. The Ktsais answer, the Gemara's kasha is that you should be makne it to the ganav, not to somebody else. And there's a svar in Achrayim that the ganav, since it's Rishusa, it's efshal to be makne it to him. The Ktsais asks, and Loshner Shbab is not mashma like that. It says, v'yiknu miyodam. It's talking about the ganav, you don't need a kinyan. It's just zeichet b'dibur, because the chavitz is nimtze v'yodah b'chatzeroi. So all you have to do is say that you let him have it. You don't have to make an actual kinyan. It's mashma being makne to the other people in the city. Also, maybe the ganav is not going to want to be kainet. He doesn't want in order to prevent you from saying edus. He knows as long as he's not kainet, then you have negias. But if he's kainet, then you're not negay anymore. So he can say edus. He doesn't want you to say edus. He's not kainet. The Chazanish in Babakam and Simi Yudches and the Pnei Shleima, they want to miyashiv and say that in the kinyan oidisa you can be makne even dovish einer b'shusa. Kinyan Oedisa is where you're maida that it's somebody else's. That's also a kinyan, and that could work even though it's Einer B'Shusay. So Kiveger in the Gilyon Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Yud Sifkotan Zayin says that the Kimiyashiv that the Rashbam goes like the Rashba in Baba Kama Daf Ayin, that only Lahakdish, the Nigzal, can't be Makdish, because it's Dovish Einer B'Shusay. But by Mecher and Matana, there is no Chisorin of Einer B'Shusay, because the Hegdish is a Xeris HaKosav, Mabeser B'Shusay, Avkol B'Shusay. Mecher Matana, which does not have the Xeris HaKosav, then Yitaka could be makne. And there's another, even another teretz in the Achrayim, Shlomo Eger, and the Gedulah Shmuel, one of Miyashiv, based on Ashitza Rosh B'Shem Ramah, that holds that if he magdish Dovashenim B'Shusai, and then afterwards it comes the Shusai, then the Hegdish is Chal L'Mafreya. So over here also we could possibly say that if you're going to be Maitzi later from the Ganev, it'll be B'Shusai, and the B'Shusai the Eid, and then it could be Chal, that Eidus L'Mafreya. But it's not much like that from the Stimas HaPoiskim. Tosfos and the Rishonim ask a gevaldik kasha on the Gemara that says Lisalku betrei minayu. What does it mean with Lisalku betrei minayu? L'chayra obeinon Tosfos asks. I mean, tell me obeinon tichlosiv yaseiv bekashrus. You have to have that the beginning of the edus and the end of the edus should be beedim ksherim. V'achav etchilosiv b'psul. Over here, beginning was b'psul because he had an egias, and then only later it became bekashrus. It's like korav in esrachik. The Shach wants to know in Simon Lamed Zayin, he asks Sivkot Lamed Beis, why did Tosfos wait to ask the Kasha over here by the story of the Sefer Torah and the Bnei Yair? Why didn't he ask in the beginning of the Omid by the case of Shutvin? How does it help him one Shutvin to Masalik himself to Masha Leidus? L'cheretz L'osu Ipsul. You have the same kashi asking the Sefer Torah, how could they be made? The problem was they can't be made in the Ge'e Beidus. The Eitzah is that you misalik themselves, they give away their chelik, however they're able to be makna in a chelik, even though it's ainah b'shusay. Once they have no chelik, so then they're not in the Ge'e Beidus anymore. The kashi is, but still, they weren't kosher at the time of the Eidus. So the Tchilosu B'psul and Sefer B'kashus is not a kosher Eidus. Why is that a kasha only more in Sefer Torah? Why isn't that a kasha earlier in the Sugya by a case of Shutfin? How does that help to be konami yodai? Lamaise was Tchilosai B'. Psul, and you need chilosay v'seifah v'kashrus. So the Shach answers that in the previous Gemara, you could say it's talking about that the Shutif saw the Maisa that he has to say Eidus on it after he's Masalik himself. So he already was Masulik. So the Eidus is completely Eidim, a completely Ksheir, mitchilosay v'ad seifah. Because it happened afterwards. The Kiveger says that you could say that the case of Shutfin is different because they're being made on his man before they were Nishtatfu. And that's man, it's chilosav v'seifah b'kashrus. And it's kosher, even though Be'emtzeh was a psul. But like v'seifah Torah, they were ready in the city, b'zman of Igneva the v'seifah Torah. So that's chilosav v'psul. You can't say chilosav v'kashrus over there. But by the case of Shutzin, it's possible to say that they're being made on the zman of Kodim Shenishtatfu, and that was, and then they weren't Negea. So it's chilosav v'kashrus, and even though then they became Shutfim, and they became Posel Be'emtzeh, was the Tchila of the Eidus was b'kashrus, and now when they're being made, after they misalik themselves, they're also kosher. So it's Tchilosai, the Tchila and the Seif was b'kashrus by the case of Shutfin. But by the case of Sefer Torah, you can't say Tchilosai v'seif b'kashrus because they were part of the city when the Sefer Torah was stolen. So now you don't have that eighth of Tchilosai v'seif b'kashrus. Now in this kasha of the Rishonim, that Yilchayra, how could you be Masalik, Betray, and they should say Eidos, it's Chosr in the din of Tchilosev Sefer Bekashris, we find many different Terutzim in the Rishonim. Tosfos himself, Miyashiv, and says that it's not Shayach a din of Tchilosev Apostolos, because the Psul is not a Psul Haguf. Apostolos is not totally Beguf, it's totally Bemomen. Achayri means, like the Raj brings Shem the Raivid, that the din of Tchilosev, Sev Bekashris, that is Lafuke, Apostles, Begufa, or of Kurva. But over here, it's only a Cheshad of Negev Be'edus. And if you Masalik the Cheshad, the Ksherin. Which is Mashmah that Negev Bechlal is not a Psul in Begufa. You just can't Mekabal the Edus because we're Cheshad L'Shaker. If you can't Mekabal the Edus because Cheshad L'Shaker, so then it's not Shayach the Chisarin, Tchilosev, Sev Be'Apostles. It's only, it never was a Be'etzim a Psul in the Edim. It only was that when Cheshad said Meshaker, maybe they're not saying Edus Ksherim. So that's not a Tchilosev, Sev Be'Psul. That's not a Psul Be'Gavra. It's not a Psul in the Edus. It's a Psul of Moment. But like we mentioned earlier, that even on the tzad that it's achshash m'shaker, that's also a din in the psul and the eidim. So l'chayr that the shtikl shver to understand tais like that, that it only blibes achshash m'shaker in bachutz. Kilu that we just can't mekabel the eidus, but the etzem eidus is eidus which is kosher and there's no psul here bechlal. L'chayr is more mustaver to say in Tosfos that in a chanami it's taka a psul in eidim, but it's not a psul haguf. It's a psul mitzad achshash m'shaker. But it's not, but it's evaded that there's a din psul in the Eidim. Meister, we see other trutzim in the Rishonim. The Mordechai answer is not called chilosev psul because it's biyodil hachshir atzmoy. If it's possible to change it and go ahead and now become kosher, so then it's not called chilosev psul bichlal. It's that's something which could be rectified, something which could be changed. Something could be rectified, something could be changed is not a considered psul be'etzem. Rabbi Chanan in Kovitz Shiurim, Ois Kuf Ein Tes, adds a Havana to the Mordechai. The Rashbam says in Avkuf Chavches later that the reason why you need Chilasi B'Kashris is because it says Oy Ra, that it should be Roy Lahagod B'Zman the Riyah. So in Mele, the Mordechai is saying that if it's biyode listalik, if it's biyode to mimashi yourself through silik, bimasalik yourself, so that's called a royal agoda. So in Mele, you don't have the psul of tilosi psul of a safe bekashis. It remains tilosi bekashis. Taisus in Nida Nunam et Aleph answers that over here, we're not discussing tilosi le'edus, only the gabe being dayonim. Like to be dayanim in a case, there's no din of tchilosoi bekashris. Even if it's not tchilosoi bekashris, it's still okay. You don't need that. And Shach brings in Simon Lamed Zayin, Sif Kot and Lamed Deis, that Das Rabbein Baruch Negois Maimini also is that Davka Lodin only to be made, to say, I'm sorry, Davka Lodin, Davka to judge the case, that's where it helps us see look. The Ramban says another teretz that the din of tchilasi b'sul is that you can't be made to somebody that you puzzle as an aid b'shas teriyah sa'edus. But over here, you're not puzzle be'etzem l'shabnei adam. There's no psul in the gavril l'shabnei adam. The psul is only machmas mamen zeh. That's your negayin. Once it's installed in this mamen, you can be made. That means that the Ramban is saying to us that the problem of tchilasi apostolis is only with the gavras posel edus. He's a posel edus. And a gay is not posel edus in other idiots. Only in that moment he's posel machmas chelkai. When the rai is, you take away the negias, then the edus is kosher. Then once the edus is only the gabi achim, the edus is kosher. The gabi alus, you always kosher. And the stipulant Sanhedrin Simon Yitzayin says that maybe that's the kavan of Tosis by us. That Tosis, when he says it's not a psul in the guf, doesn't mean stam a new din that the psul of negei is not a pasul totally be guf, it's been moment. He means because it's the gavra is takinat pasul. The gavra is not a pasul eidus. The gavra is, this eidus is a psul in the eidus, but it's not that the gavra is pasul eidus. You're right that for other eidus is kosher, and even in this eidus, he's kosher once he's masalik, the negeis. Another text brought in the Rishonim is the Migash. And the Raj and the Ran bring this Mishnah to Ravid, that the reason why there's no problem over here of Tchlosu Apostolus is because Negea Bechlal doesn't have a Shem of an aid. Ein Adam is made La'atzmai. And only after his Nestalik, it's Chalim Shem aid. So the Tchilas Shem aid in this Eidus is only after he became Kosher. So then it's Tchak Tchlosoi Bekashrus, not Tchlosoi Bepsul. We don't count the time when he was in Negea, because when he was in Negea, he didn't have a Shem aid Bechlal. And if he didn't have a shame made bechlal, so then he can't call that tchilas epasus klap me the edus that comes later. The Shach and Simon Lamedal Sivkot and Chavches asks on the Rimegash that legabi the din of tchilas epasus, there's no nafkamina if you're an aid posel or you're not an aid bechlal. The din is you have to have tchilosoi bekashrus in order to be kosher, to be made on this inyan. So the chayr, what is the Rimigash saying that over here there's no problem of tchilosoi passes because you're not an aid bechlal? Reb Reuven and Simon Tazai and Ois Beis brings from the Baruch Ber that avad the miyash of this. The avad the Rimigash is moide that you need to be kosher mishas tchilosoi edus. But he holds that the tchilosoi edus is not mishas the re'ir. It's mishas that it's chal l'mashem aid kosher. And Mela, in a chanami, avadi you need chilosoi bekashris from the time of being an aid, and non afkamina in what the pasulus is. But if you're not an aid, then there's no edus. The whole yisoid chilosoi bekashris is the b'shah from the time when it was chal niu Hashem aid, and the chiddush of the Rimigash is that b'shas the ri'ah you can't have Hashem aid if you're negeah. So you're not. That's not when you chal Hashem aid. The Hashem aid is only chal later. If the Hashem aid is chal later, so then that's when the psul of tchilas v'kapastos kicks in. In summary, we spoke at five possible mahalchim and rishainim to fend for the kasha that habeinan tchilas v'sefer bekashrus. Either like we said from the Ravid that the psul is only a psul of chashash meshaker, which means we can't mekabel the edus, and that's not a chisaron of tchilosi v'pasulus. Possibly that's what Taisus means. Or, like the Ramban said, that even if it will be a psul in the aid, but it's not that the edim are edim psulim, because it's only mitzad the moment that they're being made on that they're psul. But there got to be any other edus, they're kosher. Again, this could be pshat in Taisus, that Taisus, when he said that it is a psul of guf, that's when we say a psul of tchilosi v'pasulus, but not if the psul is the moment. We mentioned three other mahalchim, either Taisin Nida, that the psul, the din of Tchilosu Pasa doesn't apply to Dayanim, and we're discussing now a sugya Dayanim, Or that we said, like from the Mordechai, that it's not called Chilasi B'Psul Bechlal because it's Biyodel Hachshir Atzmai. It's as if you were kosher B'Shas Maisa. And the final text, you brought B'Shem Rimigash, that if you didn't have a Shem aid on yourself because you were Negei B'Dover, and the din of Chilasi passes only from the time that it's Chal on you a Shem aid. One last Nekuda on this Inyan is that the Mahalach of the Ravid and the Ramban B'Shem Rabbeisav was that there's no chisarin of tchilasai bepastus by negeya be'edus, because since at the time you were negeya, it was not chal on you Hashem aid, and the psul of tchilasai bepastus doesn't apply. The Rashba asks on the Rimiga on this teretz that l'chayra we find in the Gemara in Sanhedrin that the gab memayna you're not called the baldover bechlal. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says on daf yud that if a person claims plainer yavani lertzaynai, we say palginan dibura. But if a person says plainly Rav Ashairi, if he speaks about a shur, not about himself, we don't say Palginan de Bura, we say the Edus is bottle. And the Gemara says, because Adam Karev Eitzel Atzmai, but ain't Adam Karev Eitzel Mamainai. A person is Karev Legabi himself, but Legabi is Mamu, we do not say that he's considered a Karev, meaning that he has no din Baldavar, only a din Negea. And Mamela, by plainly Rav Ashairi, you can't say Palginan. And Adrab will say Eidus Shabbat Mitzasa Batla Kulay. And Bashein came the guy playing Ravani Lutzaini. Over there we could say Palgin Dibura, because over there it's not Shayach Eidus Shabbat Mitzasa Batla Kulay, because the Baldover is not an Eid Bechlal. Adam is Korev Eitzel Atzmai. Lachair is Mavur from here that the guy Memainai, there's no din, and we only in Negea, there's no din that you're not a Baldover Bechlal. It's not true. That person is not considered Korev Legabi Memainai. Legabi Memainai is considered a Shem Eid. If he has a Shem Eid, Legabi Memainai, so the Chayri should have a Chesaron of Tchilasi V'Paslus. So what's this Teretz of the Rishainim that over here by Negev there's no Tchilasi V'Paslus because you don't have a Shem Eid? Look how you see from the Gemara and Sanhedrin that you do have a Shem Eid. The Achrayim, the Kevet Shurim, Cotton Kufayim Va Zayin is Matmiya on this Kash of the Rashba. Because the Chayri is a very big chili between our Sugya and the Sugya in Sanhedrin. Over there, the nidin is if you could be an aid on the chiyuv of the skila of the shayr, because there's plainly rava shayri, so the shayr has a din skila. Like Abi Memainai, we say you have a din aid, because the chiyuv is a chiyuv mitzad the moment alain. There's no shaykhis to you being done in the shayr machmas atzmai of the shayr, not mitzad your bailes, not your moment. The chiyuv of the shayr that's nearby, that has din skila, is not a din of the bailem, it's a din of the shayr itself, mitzad atzmai. Even the shayr will be hefker, the din will be niskal. The only male, the shaykhs of the Bible to the skills of Shur is only a shaykhs of a negeya, because he loses out when you kill the Shur. And the male, the Gabi negeya, we don't say you're not an eight, Avadi have a Shem eight. But when we're talking about your chi of mamun, Avadi have a din baldoma, we're down in the Gavra that you owe money or not owe money, that's your chi of mamun. The Gabi Memainai, Avadi, you have a din baldover, and Avadi, you don't have a Shem aid. The male, the teretz of the Rishonim is a Gevaldika teretz still, and now a Sugi, there's no problem with Chlosu Apostolus, because since the Nidin is a Memainai, if you're Chai Momin or not, Avadi, you're a baldover, and Avadi, you don't have a Shem aid. And male, there's no problem with Chlosu Apostolus. The Bichashmul and Sim Mem Aleph, Sif Kotten Gimel, is Miyashiv, and he says, Enachanami, if you're Taka coming to be done on your own Chalik of your in the Shutvis, Avadi, you have a din baldover. But over here we're talking about you being done, for example, in the name of the Sefer Torah, Legabi Acherim. Legabi Acherim, Legabi being made for others, you're not a Baldover. What's the reason why Bechlal you called an Egeah? Over here the Rashi was Machadish, that even though you're not a Baldover, but you have a din of apostle, that's because you're Kariv. Why you're Kariv? Because since you're done in the Sefer Torah, which in the Sefer Torah you have an Egeah of Mamoin, so that gives Shaf Sachalai's din that you are a Psul Kariv in this din Torah. The male, the Rashba is asking, Gevaldika Kasha, then it is Daimon to the Gemara and Sanhedrin. Because like plainly Rav Ashairi, since you have a moment in the Shur, you're Nechshav Kekarvetz L'mayna, you're not a Baldover, because it's not talking about you, we're talking about the Shur, but you have a moment in the Shur, and Legabi that, you have a din of a Karev, and we still say, we see from over there, that Adam is not called Karvetz L'mayna, and the male, you have a Shem Eid. Over here also, when you're made on the Gneva, Legabi Da'achirim, L'chair, the Psul is a Psul of Karev, and not a Baldover, it's also you have a Chaloi Shem Eid. And male, that's the Tain of the Najm, when the Rishonim, that how can you say over here there's no Chisar, it's Glossus of Apostolus, because you don't have a Chaloi Shem Eid, L'chair, you see from the Gemara Sanhedrin, you do have a Chaloi Shem Eid. I, the Achrayim, am asking that it's not Daim over there being done on a minor, over here we're being done on you. It's not true. Over here also not being done Betzim on you, because the Nintar is not Legabi you, the Nintar is Legabi Gneva. Negev Sefer Torah, which is Negev Lagabi Acherim. It's just that you have a Negias Mammon. So that Negias Mammon is Daima to your Negias Mammon in the Hefzid of the Shur. Let us move on. The Gemara answers that Shani Sefer Torah de l'shmi Shmi Akoi. That means it's not going to work to be Mesalik, Betray Minayim, be made in the Sefer Torah that was stolen, because Sefer Torah, since you have to hear Kriyas HaTorah, you can't Mesalik and not have a Noah from the Kriya. Rabbi Chanan Kevitz Shur Mois Kufpei is Ma'ir that Lechard is a Klal, Mitzvahs Lav Lehenas Nitnu. Mitzvahs are not given for Hano. That Nova Mitzvah is not considered a Hano. So how do we say in our Gemara that anyway there's a Negias because of the Shmiya Sefer Torah? Says Rabbi Chanan that Eino Chanami Mitzvah Lav Lehenas Nitnu means that the Hano of a Mitzvah is not considered Hano, but Legabi Eidus it's still called Negea because the Eid wants to be Yoitzah's Chiyav of Kriyas HaTorah. But he asks that you see clearly from the Gemara that even a Hano that's not Shalmamin is considered a Hano to make you into a Negea. That's not like the Sheet of the Marit that we mentioned previously that holds in order to have a din of a Negea, it has to be Dafka, a Negeas Mamin. Because L'chair over here, there's no Negeas Mamin. And we mentioned also that the Ramah says Beferish that you don't need a Negeas Mamin. When the Gemara asks afterwards, Toshma, Hoimetru Manal of Ne Iri, so the Rishbam explains of Ne'iri means Letzorche b'nei ho'ir L'chaymas ir L'chol tzorche ha'rabim, for the tzorch of the people of the city and creating, building the wall and such tzorchim. L'chayr it's shver that even though you gave the money, but l'chayr you have hana from the chaymer, from the wall, just like you have hana from a sefer Torah. What's a nafkamina a sefer Torah that the hana is l'shmi a sefer Torah? Over here also that l'chayr there's a hana from the chaymer. So the Maram is mevayer and says that a chaymer so'ir, once you gave from your own pocket to pay for the expenses, you paid that hano. So you paid for that hano that you makabel, so it balances out. There is no hano. Masheke by Sefer Torah, that's not shaycha tashlumin for the hano of Shmiya Sefer Torah. But l'chayr in the tour in Siman Lamed Zayin, Beis Yosef, it's mevur, that tzorchia rabim is the same as the Sefer Torah. You still be makabel a hano. And the kavana of the Gemara is the Gabi Chalukah, that you keep mistalik from Negias through an Asinas Monet by giving, it's taking away your portion. But the Chayr, the Rishbam argues in the torn holes that Tzorech Echoy Masi'ir does not have the Halacha like a Sefer Torah. The Gemara Namid Beis asks on the second half of the Memra of Shmuel that Shutfin can't be Machzik Zeh Zeh and also be made in Zeh Zeh. And the last line is, the Menasin Shem Rizocha Zeh Zeh. They become a Shem Rizocha one to the other. Frating Gemara on top of Amid Beis, Amai Shmira Bebailami. How could they have a din of a Shem Rizocha? We know there's a tour of Bala Vimoy. And each one has been Meshamer a little bit of the Shutfis in his house. And the Halacha is, Shmir Bebailim is Potter. The Achreinim HaMa'ir, that L'chair, it's Mefurish in Bometzia, that the din of Shmira Bailam is totally in the Shas She'ela. At the time when you start the Shmira, if you did it, you makabel the Shmira, and Bolav is Imai, so then there's up to a Bolav Imai, and that's not totally Bechlal B'Shal Sh'nigdim at the time when it was stolen. And then over here, the Rashbam is Mefar, Shmira Bailam, that Ruvim is Meshamer Mechelik Shim B'Shal Sh'nigdim. L'chairo, what's Pshat in the Rashbam that is Mevar, that over here, the reason why it's Bolav Imai, is because it was at the time of the Gneva, or the time when it was lost. L'chair, it's not totally in that time, it's totally in the time of the Shmira. So the Chasam Sefer asks his Kasha, and he says that only in a Shemir Da'alma, that has din of a Shemir on a Zman Nesuim, in a set amount of time, there it's enough if he was a Bal of Imay B'Shas Meshicha. Because then we say, Mitchilas HaMeshicha, it's a Chalais Shmira B'Bailim on the whole Yemei Meshach of the Shmira, and the Melia Potter. But Mashenke, Mashutfin, where they did not make a tenai between them, it's just the Derech HaShutfin is one is Meshamer Mechza and the other one is Meshamer Mechza. So every single moment it's like Panim Chadoshes. The Meshicha Rishayna is very bottle. It's a male, it's not Shmira Rishayna. It's not the first original Shmira. It's male, it's not Shmira Bebailim. The Dibis Maisha also, now Orai and Dalit also says this vart that a Dafka Shem, it's Mekabal Shmira, it's man, you do its Bailos, it has a Tura Ball of Imai. A shutfin is like a newest chachas. Bismani mishtamish become a shemir mechodesh each time you use it. Every regga that you're a shemir, it's nechshav laschol asamalocha. And really, you don't have the. You could, in order to have the tur shmir and bailam, it has to be at the time of the geneva. In etzem din of shmir bebailim, there's a chakir in the achrayim if the tur if ball of imoy is a tur in tashlumin. That the Torah patted you from Tashlumin if it was borrowed, if it was rented, by Bailim, or it's a Ptur in Shmira. The emes, the Gemara Mamitzia Dav Tzadik Heyam and Aleph, has a machlekes in the Gemara if the din of Shmir Mabailim, if that tour is also by Pshia or only by name of Aveda. Noinis. The one man number holds Pshia Mabailim is Chayiv, and Lacher then Vadet Zicha Potter only for Tashlumen of Oinis and not of Tur and Shmira. But if you hold Pshia Mabailim is Potter, then the Lacher you can still be Dan if it's in of Tur and Shmira or is in of Tur in Tashlumen. What is the etzem tam for the din of Bolavim? We find very interesting in the Achrayim and different pshatim. The chinuch and mitzvah samich mevar the tam is that Torah was not mechayev the shoyl when the bialim is there and the bialim can protect it himself. Even though the Torah patters you when the bialim was there b'zman hasheila and then he left and he wasn't there at the time of the oinus. But says the chinuch, the Torah didn't want to be nice and dvarel the shiurim. The Torah said that any time the Baal was there b'shas she'ela, he's going to be potter. If he wasn't there b'shas she'ela, he was there b'zman ha'oynis, he's going to be chayv. The Torah was toileted in tchilas ha'maisa. So l'cher it's mashma that it's a ptur and shmira, that the Torah said that we don't want, not machayev the shomer, when the Baal is there, because the Baal himself could be shomer. But to see purnoi in mishpatim, Perichov Beis, Pasi Kedalil, is Mevayer, that since there was between the Shoyel and the Mashal, a Kirov Hadas, Mizman, the She'ela, so there's a Umdana that he gives him the Mehemo, the Keli, as a Matana, Manas, Lahazir, without a Chiyav Einsin. It's Ki'ilu, he deducted from him the Chiyav Einsin if he was there at the time of the She'ela. So that means a Kirov Hadas is like giving him, because of the Kirov Hadas, Mishas, the She'ela, he's giving him Matana. And then the Shaila is, what was the Matana? The Matana was, you don't have to watch it, the Matana was that there's no tashlumen, but al kaponim it's a whole different mahalach than the way the chinuch is saying. It's because the mashal is mevater on the chi of einsin. In the Tamiya mitzvahs of Nachri Kanti, it says in Baal Vayim it's potter because then we say the mazal of the bailim was goyim the einis. That means a whole different pshat. The reason why the Torah said you're potter is because it's not the shemer's fault. It's the bailim's fault. Another shaila in Bol of Imoy, the Ktzois brings the Siman Reis Tzadik Aleph, Sivkot Yud Ches, a machlekes in Yerushalmi, if the Bailam Imoy is potter, if the shaila is potter when it's Bol of Imoy from a Shvuas HaShemrim. For example, the Shvuas She'enim Bereshusai. And the Bereshus Shmuel, Mabakama Siman Lamed Beis, Ois Hei is Mevar, that this shaila, if there should be a Ptur in Shvuah, when it's Bol of Imoy, is totally. If the din Bol of Imoy is a Ptur and Tashlumen or Shmira. If it's a Ptur and Shmira, then you put on Shmua also. The whole Shmua is, Eidim Shusay, that's a Chedek of the Shmira. But if it's a Ptur and Tashlumen, there's no Shaykhs in the Chiyav Shmua. Avadi should be still Chayiv in Shmua, even though you put on Tashlumen. Even though Lachari can be Daicha, that everybody agrees there's no Ptur and Shmira, but still maybe there's a Ptur and Shmua because the Chiyav Shmua is also like a Chiyav Tashlumen. The Torah is Machayiv, a Shem and a Shmua, Kdil Havas Dait Shmalabayas. And when it's Bol of Imoy, the Torah puts from all Chiyuvim, even a Chiyav of Shmua, not only a Chiyav Mamam, but the Chiyav Shmua is not an independent Chiyav. It's also a Chiyav from the Shemer to the Bailim, as to be Mafis Daito, also in the Kuda of Mamam, and Mamam the Torah Pata knew from that Shmua also. Mara answers, Amra Papa, Da Amal Le Shmar Li Hayoim, Vani Eshmer Lecha Lemacher. Mimelitz does not have a din of Shmir Bebailim. Tosus asks, that's still Shmir Bebailim, because there's Mavur and Nashoyal, the Bailim Ba'amira. Even if you only have Amira, you already have a din of Shmir Bailim. And Tosis answers, Shani also the Amira Meshabit Atzman Likonis from Malachtam Miyad. Over there, with the Amira, they Meshabit themselves to work right away. Avalochale Meshabit Ad Lamachab. Over here, the Shibit only begins tomorrow, and therefore, there's no din of Shmir Bailim. Mamas, it's a Machlaikas Rishainim. If the din of Shmir Bailim begins Mishas Amira or not. Tosis and Bamatzia later, and Tzadik Dalam and Aleph, says, Bizman Amira, there's no din of Balavimai, only Bishas Halicha, or if you mezamin yourself, you prepare yourself to go. And the Rosh is also like that, holds in Bamatzia, that din of Balavimai is only when he actually begins to work or prepare himself to work. The Tosis Ben of Peretz, and other Rishayim of Vur, that even from the time that you mezamin yourself, Ide Amira, that already is din of Balavimai. The Turin Shulchan Aruch and Sim Shim Mem Vav, Siv Gimel, Paskim Halacha, that Amir is not called a She'ela Mebailim, only from the time that you prepare yourself to work. Before that, there's no din of Shmir Mebailim. The Shach, over there in Siv Kot and Aleph, argues, and he paskins the Mizman Amir already has din of Bol of Imoy. And the Shach says, he arrived from our Tosfos. Tosfos by us asks, Then Rav Papa's teretz that he said b'shmor liayim meshmor cholamachar. So Tosfos asks, "Shmir b'bayal mizman ha'amira?" And Tosfos teretz was that mizman ha'amira, if you meshabed yourself the kaddis to work right away, then it's a din of turish balavimai. But over here, you're not meshabed until tomorrow. So Tosfos kasha the shachs mechiach that the kavana is la'amira mamish. If the kavana would be just to prepare yourself to start working, so then you can answer simply that eshmor cholamachar, you're only preparing yourself to work tomorrow. It must be that Tosfos understood that the din of Shmir Bebailim is right away Mishasu Amir, and that was Tesis Kasha. And Tesis Teretz was that over here the Amir is only for working for later. But Nesivis learns on Tesis that Tesis Bayos also holds that it's not Toli Dafke in Amira. Amir alone does not have the Shmir Bebailim. You have to repair yourself for Malacha. Tesis Teretz Kavan and this Teretz is that even if you repair yourself to work today for tomorrow, that's not called Shmir Bebailim, because since you were Kaveh Zman for the Tchilas HaShmir of tomorrow, so even if you would prepare from today, it wouldn't have a din of Shmir Bebailim. On the Etzem Kash of Tosfos, the Ritva answers that the Lashon Da'amar Lei Shmar Le'Yem Veshmach Lamachar is Lav Dafka. Here it doesn't mean that he spoke. It just means even if he didn't say a word, it's as if they would have said Shmar Le'Yem Ani Eshmar L'Chol Lamachar. So Mele, there's no Amira here to ask that it should have a Din Shmir Mibailim Mizman Ho Amira. Gemara continues. Tana Rabbanon Mocher LeBayis Mocher LeSode Ain Meid Loi Oleh. You can't testify on his behalf. Mnei Shachri Yusei Olav, because the guarantee is on you. Mocher LePora Mocher LeTalas Then Meid Loi Oleh. Mnei Shachri Yusei Olav. The Gemara asks Maishan Reishan Maishan Seifan. Rav Sheishas explains that Reish is talking about Reuven Shagazal Sodom Yishimin. Reuven stole a field from Shimon and Mocher LeLevi, and Reuven sold it to Levi. Vasi Yehuda from the Velterine came to Koma Aaron. He claims the field is his. Levi. Shimon cannot say Eidos that the field is Levi. The Nich lay the Hadro because he wants to be able to get it back. The Gemara asks, V'chivin the Asid lay the Levi, if Shimon's going to say Eidos that the field is Levi's, Shimon is the Nigzal in this case. If he says that the field really belongs to Levi and not to Yehuda, so then he's not going to be able to get it anymore. Heichi motzi mapik lomina. L'cher, you can't take it anymore, you can't take it back. And if he can't take it back, the Rishbam explains, he doesn't have any more Negias in the Eidos. So why can't Shimon Taka say Eidos? If Shimon is saying Eidos that it belongs to Levi, and he's made of Nebezin, it belongs to Levi, so he can't take it anymore away from Levi, because it's Eidos Badik Meidim Dami. So the Gemara is asking, so Ibazai comes out that he's not gaining anything with this Eidos, because he's just saying it's Levi's, he won't be able to get it back. And he's not negeh be'edus. Once he's not negeh be'edus, so he should be able to say Eidos. So Taka, why can't he say Eidos? The Rajman, the Ran, the Muki Yosef, and Machiach from this Gemara's Kasha, that the psul of negeya is not a din karv that's posel lahoyed bein l'schus bein l'chevasoy. A karv is posel lahoyed whether it's for l'schus, whether it's for l'cheva. But a negeya is kasha to be made where he has no hanoah in this edus. Because that's what the Gemara is asking. The Gemara is saying if he'll say that it's Levi's, if Shimon will be made that it's Levi's, then should be Neman to be made neged Yehuda. Why? Because since anyway, once he was made that it's Levi's, there's a dos, but then he can never take it back. Once he can never take it back, he has no negeas in this edus. And male, if he has no negeas in this edus, he should be kasha lahoyed. So it's not daimat of psul of a karav. Psul karav is bein l'tevase and bein l'raase. Over here, Yilchayr, the psul is only Shash Meshaker, where Choshna maybe might not be saying the truth, and that's only when he's made Litevosai. If he's made Litevosai, then Itaka would be Nemun. The Ktsais Taka brings a machlaikas Rishainim, if Negei is Be'edus is Kosh Lahoy Litevosai or not, and the Ktsais is titled the Shaila if the psul is Als Baldovar, Als Medin Karev, or Als Shash Meshaker. The Ktsais brings in the Rosh and the Ran, and Negei is Possel even Litevosai, and the Ktsais asks from Al Gemara Lachar says Klar, that if it would be that he has no Negeis, that means he has no benefit from it because he cannot get the land back, he's taka kosher lahoyed. So you see that the psul of negeya is only litoivasei, only for his benefit, and not liraasei, not where it's against him. And lachar, you also see that the psul of negeya is mitzad echashash meshaker. So the Ktsais answers the kasha on the Rishonim. He says over here, since he's made of the Sada is Levi, so it's there's Aidos Baldin, that has no shaykhs to the Sada. So it's as if he was misalik himself from the Sada, and once he's misalik from the Sada, he's not negay anymore. And mainly he's kosher lahoyd. But the Rishonim bring a raya, if I can, the Rishonim that bring a raya from over here, they hold it's not mamish asilik, that he's misalik himself before that God is Edis. And the Mele, they bring a raya that it doesn't have a dim psul of Korah because it's not doimed to a regular silik, which you have no shaykhas to the land before I got to say this. Over here, it's bismana got to say this. Then it might that it really should be psul negeli, even the Ra'al, same from the fact that the Gemara says that you would be nemad to be made because you can't get the land out. It's a raya that the psul is not midin karif. Gemara answers that he didn't say that it was Levi's. What he said was, Yadan, I know, Dai Arad, the Lav, the Yehudahi. I know this land is not Yehuda's. The Gemara asks, so once you're saying the land is not Yehuda's, so what do you care that Levi will get it or Yehuda will get it? But who's Chusta, Kamapik, Lami Levi, Livkim Yehuda? You can take it out of Levi, you can take it out of Yehuda. What's Nafkamina? Why are you talking Negea? The Gemara says, Dama Sheni Neachli Arishin Kosha Emenu. Mimeli, he wants that Levi should have it, not Yehuda, because it's easier to deal with. So he says, I know that he says in Eidus, I know it's not Yehudas. Over here, the Rishbam explains, because when he says, the Gemara says, Hashem Neich, Levishin Koshem Menui, the Loshon Rishbam is, Ikel Meimer Shazel Machshavta. You could say that's what he had in mind. Then Hashem Neich, so mainly it can't be Machshav the Eid, because it's maybe he's a Negea. You can only Machshav Eid if you know for sure he's not Negea. But the Rif Rabbeinu Chanan will say that the case was a Levi was taken noyach loy and knew there was koshe mena, which is mashma dafke if it was yodua that Levi was noyach yoyser. Only if it's clear that he was easier to deal with Levi than it was to deal with Yehuda, then we say he's a negeah. But if it's a suffix, if the sheni was noyach loy and rishon was koshe mena, if it's a suffix, if it was easier to deal with Levi than to Yehuda, so you don't pass all the eight. And the Rabbanan also say it's lav davka noket yadinon. Even a suffik negeah is it says like the Rabban. Even a suffik negeah is possible. We see a machlekes rishainim. If the din of a that Gemara is telling us that he's a negeah because of the svar of a shein neich leirishin koshe menu, is that even if it's only a suffik or only if it's a vada? The Ben Yoina says that the second teretz of the Gemara that says a different teretz holds that the first teretz is not a good teretz because a rishon neichli does not make him into a din of a negeah because it's only a sveka the dino. Is it? It's a suffix if it's considered a negeah or not. So you're not mekabel the edus chatchila. But even though in all suffix all the edus is normally shared, that's because you might see the edim from the cheses kashus. But over here you don't have to pass on to other idiots. Only you can be chayshin. Maybe it's negeah, but edus and davar zeh. Lachayri is saying that even negeah's puzzle is a soul about davar, but not just chayshin mishaker. Because but still a person is not nifsal. Only that God is puzzle, and that God is no cheses kashus. And then the Benyan is Meisr, he says, maybe the Chatchilos, Yeim Kabbalah Eidus, maybe he's Negev, Oslei Lahoyed. But if he's ready made, then Ein Yochel Yehuda Loitzia Milevi Misafik, Shema Havei Eidus. So the Chayr comes out, the Benyan is saying that's good for the two Terutzim in the Gemara. The second Lashon of the Gemara, the second Terutz of the Gemara holds, that Misafik, you can't pass the Eidus. And therefore the Svara of Hashem Nechle, Rishikar Shemet, is not enough to say that it's possible. The first Svara of the Gemara held, the first Terutz of the Gemara held, that's enough to say that he's Negev. La halacha, the Rebbeinu Yonah is taka saying that he's posel misafik, even though in other psuliyedim he said it's imam and cheses kashus. Over here, it's a shal legabi the havgada. Legabi the havgada, we can't be mekabel. The second teretz of the Gemara is the boy is emak. He going to islay lamar sadi lamar islay sadi lamar. They both have edim. V'amar Rabbanan, the Rabbanan say ar hecha dekaimo tekum, and the Rabbanan say leave the land wherever it is. Pashtus, the understanding of the Gemara is, the way the Rambam explains it, that Shimon is gaining in this Eidus, that he's makrish Eidi Yehuda, because if Yehuda would take the field from Levi, so even though afterwards Shimon would bring aim that it's his, he wouldn't be able to be Maitzi, because it would be Shimon against Yehuda, both have Eidim. Therefore, he wanted that the land should remain Biad Levi, and then afterwards he'll bring aim that it's his, and with those aim that he has that it's his land, he'll be able to be Maitzi now from Levi. Aye, Lachar Yehuda is going to bring the Eidim and say that it's his, but our Eichad Kaima, take him, we'll leave the land wherever it is, and Yehuda will not be able to be Maitzi from Shimon. Ben Yoina asked that when Shimon is coming to be Tevea Milevi, so Yehuda should come be Taina for Levi Manoshach. It's not yours. It's either mine or it's Shimon's. So you have to be Maitzi Dekarka in order to say that it's yours, Levi. So the din should be between us called Alam Gavar. Yehuda should get it. And once Yehuda will grab it, then Shimon will be able to be Maitzi from it.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.